Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Hi, Kwana. I was talking to this customer support lady called Layla. Is it possible you can connect me to her?
No, sir. We
No?
have different agents.
Okay, so the reason I'm saying that is because I talked to them. I was having some issue with one of the purchases that were made here, and you guys could not figure out, so then you had to like move it up to that lady. And then she asked me a few questions, and I was not able to answer it. And I said, I will find out for you. And that's why I'm calling you. So maybe I can ask you something since you cannot do that for me. I'm looking at my credit card right now. And within my credit card, there was a transaction that was made yesterday. And I cannot figure out why it was made or who made it. And I was trying to find inquiry on it. What happened? What was the transaction about?
May I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 22124.
And the first and last name?
The last name is Singh, Singh. First name is Radha, Radha. Or it could be Arun. I'm not sure.
Can you repeat that first and last name again, sir?
Singh is the last name, Singh. First name is Radha, Radha.
One moment. Okay, sir, can I try to locate the account by phone number?
Okay, it's 240-381-5682.
Okay, how about email address?
Singh, Singh, J as James, at hotmail.com.
Okay, so I'm just trying to pull up an account. And the last method that I can try to use, I need the first six and the last four of the card number that was used to purchase.
Okay, the last six
The last
is
four.
last four is 2826,
And the first
and
six.
is 546630.
Okay. And can you verify the shipping address for security purposes?
My shipping address is 2629 Sledding Hill Road. It's in Oakton, Virginia, 22124.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, I do see that you entered into the drawing for the tablet. You paid $5.74 for that drawing entry.
Correct.
That charge of $67.32 is for the online membership for the online savings club that you were enrolled into for entering the
Oh.
drawing entry.
Oh, okay. So that was not something I wanted to do, and that was never like, what do you call that? That seems to be incorrect information.
It was
So
explaining the terms and conditions about the enrollment of the membership when entering into the drawing.
It was never provided to me. So what can I do about this now? Should I go out
Okay,
there and
that account has been canceled. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
That account has been canceled.
So then the account for the membership, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's going to happen to the, are you going to return the money back to me? Is that what's going to happen?
I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
Oh, come on. It was something that was done, like in a wrong way.
Okay, so it's a one-time courtesy. Instead of 35%, I can break it up to a 50% refund back on the charge.
$30.
Can
you make it like 75%?
No, sir. The highest I can do is 50.
Okay, because I'm thinking about like calling my company up and telling to stop the payment for this one.
I do want to let you know that they will investigate and see that those terms and conditions weren't agreed to, which will make them do a chargeback on a refund.
Yeah, but it was done in a very incorrect way.
I do apologize if you didn't read those terms and conditions, sir, but it did explain about the enrollment.
Okay. They had not. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and do the 50% thing, but I'm gonna continuously keep. Yeah, go ahead, do 50%.
Okay, the refund said 3 to 5 business days, and that account has been canceled.
How much? How long? 25 business days?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. Got it. All right. Thank you. Appreciate
that. Thank you for calling customer support.